You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Hi, welcome to Trambles. My name is Tim Andrews. This is a part of the Radio Labyrinth network of shows. Well, it's actually just two Radio Labyrinth shows. Regular Radio Labyrinth and then this, Trambles. I am riding a wave right now. Do you know what that wave is called? It's called anxiety. You ever ride that wave? It's a lot of fun. This time, I'm not letting it affect me too much. It's the health kind. It's the health kind that I've had before. I've had a pain in my throat and jaw, and I don't know what it's from, but I've been taking these lovely things called steroids in pill form, and they're kind of helping me. Less pain, and I'm able to swallow again. So good news to all my friends in Piedmont Park. This week on Trambles, a little bit of a radio experiment. Del Dump, a little bit of Del Dump, a little bit of Linda Smith talk. You know, Linda Smith, she's not reliable. She's kind of a jerk. And then the latest from me with six E's. And maybe I'll come back and talk at the end. I don't know. I'm very, very busy, you see. Very, very busy.
Come, Clashes with Cops. For RLM News, I'm Bruce Dumfield with your top-of-the-hour Light FM news break. Metro Police clashed with protesters earlier this morning during a confrontation outside of Fisties, an adult bookstore in Watkins Heights. The protesters, calling themselves Christians Uniting Men, began harassing customers. After making several attempts to block entry at the Farragut Avenue bookstore, Metro Police were called and, upon arrival, were pelted with projectiles smuggled out from the store's merchandise warehouse. Reporting from the scene is RLM reporter Gay Gooncave.
It's a messy scene at Fisties. Metro Police have arrested six members of CUM, Christians Uniting Men, a local anti-smut organization that's been trying to shut down the dirty bookstore since April of last year. I spoke with the owner, 46-year-old Watkins Heights resident, Jack Sheets.
Well, I came in here earlier today, and I saw that a lot of people were buying the same type of... Can I say the word dildo on the air?
Nope.
I guess I just did.
I heard it. Everyone heard it.
Well, they were these really long, thick ones that were about 2 feet.
The skinny ones?
And they had big bulbous heads on them, and they had the scrotum attached at the bottom so you could wield it like a club. And I figured, well, I guess there's a run on these. And then I went out back to get some more to put on the shelves, and when I went back there, I noticed that some of the customers, or the protesters, I guess, had taken it upon themselves to take 2 cases of those. So they had a small army of people walking out front, waving those big, thick black dildos around with the balls on the end. And they started using them as clubs on people because, you know, people come in here and they use the booths and they just want a little bit of privacy. If you're going out at lunch and you're going to have yourself a hot dog and some fries over at TJ Hots, and you got a little bit of time left to blow off some stress, why, you can come down here and go back into the booths with some tokens and maybe you and a friend can get together and just sort of work things out. I don't ask any questions. I got a little guy named Lupe who goes back there and mops up the floor, and that's just the way it is. No questions asked. And if you want to buy some paraphernalia on your way out or get yourself some whipped cream dispensers, also known as whippets, but we don't let you say it in here. Hey, stop on by this weekend because we got a sale. I guess you got to call them dildos used, even though they weren't used technically in the way they're supposed to be used, but they did leave
the Roman
them on the
province
ground,
of Judea exchanged rock fire with the neighboring Persian Empire today.
catapult and trebuchet fire, along with oil bombs dropped from hot air balloons, caused massive damage on both sides. Roman authorities are monitoring the situation. Emperor Prolapsus has called for calm with a stern warning for Judea.
Utraque pars huius certa minis regionalis statim bellumcom po nere debet siu dei in persas iterum impetum fecerint legiones nostrae celiger iter et se ve rerenspon debunt.
More news after this.
It's the annual Summer Fun Sale at Rugs and Nugs. We're the only store in the Tri-County area offering a fully integrated hair system, along with your favorite strains of locally grown and harvested cannabis products. Our hair system is designed with you in mind, and we have styles to fit any head and any budget. Our quality can't be beat, and we offer the freshest hair from top-quality barbershops, beauty shops, and funeral homes. But don't wait. The Rugs and Nugs Summer Fun Sale ends on July 3rd. Savings of up to 40%, plus a free pre-rolled joint with every purchase. Rugs and Nugs, 2333 Lake Road in Watkins Heights. Get hair, get high at Rugs and Nugs.
The Watkins Heights Technical School boys hatchet tossing team defeated Liberty Crossing Community College last night, clinching the North Mountain League championship for the sixth consecutive year. As is tradition, the losing team were stripped of their uniforms and sodomized by the half-man, half-Bigfoot, biogenetically engineered Watkins Heights mascot, Moose. Now, here's your North Mountain area weather with meteorologist Jonathan Richmond.
Hot and humid today with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms, high 88. Tonight, more clouds with temperatures staying in the 70s. Storms tomorrow night give way to an erratic pattern that's expected to last for the next 6 weeks. Temperatures will vary from the high 90s to the low teens. Expect recurring blizzards, tornadoes, flash floods, and mini ice ages.
That's the news. More news next hour.
Congratulations to Watkins Heights. You know, I met Moose one time. He and I did a three-way with Linda Smith behind the dumpster at Chili's. She gave me a little head while he put it in her back, in her back, in her back, in her back, in her back. It's all right. I hate Chili's. God, that was a stupid fucking joke. I know. But guess what? Linda called in sick, so I'm stuck here doing another overnight. With the latest from the hot new band out of Zebulon, Georgia. Maybe they're the next REM. It's Social Media Fatigue, and I Don't Care.
Smoking L.A., Waymo on fire. Someone threw a brick through a Lyft driver's tire. They're marching downtown, tear gas in the
God, this song sucks. Why are we playing this? Why are we playing this crap? Fuck it, I'm calling Linda. Hey, you feeling any better? Well, look, I can't stay here all fucking night again. What's wrong? A headache? You called in sick because you have a headache. You know what? You're a real... What? Oh, you took some Advil. Well, all right, I could be there by 7. All right, but you... Listen, you better come in tomorrow night. What? Yeah, I'll take one on the way over. Okay, yeah. No, I never have that problem. Crate your dog this time. I mean, it felt good, but I generally don't like the idea of a dog licking my balls all night. All right, I'll see you in a little while.
From Gaza to Ukraine, bombs in the air. Tell me where to donate. I still won't care.
That was Social Media Fatigue with I Don't Care on Light FM. By the way, the engineer told me I left the mic on during the song, so sorry about that. Del Dump taking you through the overnight because of Linda. Boy, am I going to punish her when I get over to her house. She likes ropes and ball gags. Taking your requests at 777-777-7777. More music after this, I think. Maybe. When I come back, I'm going to play Thick as a Brick from Jethro Tull. So I can go outside and smoke some meth.
welcome to America Right Now Today. I am your host, me. That's me with six E's. Now, I was told by a consultant that I'm not supposed to say that my name has six E's in it, that because I've been doing the podcast for so long that most people will know that and that a lot of other people don't really care. But it's important to me, so if you write me a letter or an email, that you use all six E's, because if you just use me, then I'm going to think you're writing to yourself, and it's very confusing. It has been a busy, busy last 7 days. Oh my gosh. In the last 7 days, there has been a new war, and I don't know if we're going to get involved in it or if I'm even going to talk about it, because I don't really know that much about it, but maybe I will. Also, over the weekend, there was a No More Kings protest that seemed to take place all over the entire country, from the tip of Maine all the way to the southwestern corner of California, and maybe even in Alaska and Hawaii. So that's all 50 states. There were protests, and people were out, and they were throwing rocks at police, and the police were throwing things at the protesters. And really, it was just about a lot of Latin American people who came here a long time ago and maybe aren't legal, but they've stayed here and they've gotten jobs and they've had kids who go to high school here in college, and they are citizens because they were born here. And I don't like to get too heavy into politics because I don't really know an awful lot about it, because when I was growing up, anytime I would ask my parents about political things, they would tell me that I'm too young. And in fact, when I turned 18, I told them I was going to register to vote. And my dad said, "Why would you register to vote? You're dumb and you don't know anything. You shouldn't vote." And then my mom got really mad and said, "She's a strong, empowered woman." And then my dad took away her credit cards, and then she agreed with him so she could get her credit cards back. And that's just the way boomers, or wherever they are. I'm not like that. I will never marry a guy who has to give me an allowance or give me his credit cards, because the thing is I'm independent and I'm starting to make a little bit of advertising money from doing this podcast. And I haven't really been doing my OnlyFans page or my Fansly page because a lot of creepy guys are out there. And in fact, one of the guys who sent me a message on there lives in my town, and he knows who I am because we went to high school together. I was a lot different when I was in high school. When I was in high school, I would like the attention of boys, and so I was pretty what you would call amorous. I liked to make out with boys, and I liked boys to spend money on me, so I would do whatever they wanted me to do. And then I realized when I turned in my mid-20s, turned 25 or 26, that that's all they really want. And so if you pay men a little bit of attention and don't give them the good parts, the stuff that they really want, they'll try even harder and spend even more money on you until I get tired of it, or have sex with your sister who's fat, but she puts it out and gives it up a lot easier than you do. When you have a fat sister, it's good to go out to a bar with her, because if she's the last girl there and you're not paying attention to the guys, then that means that they will do whatever they want to do. And that means they will go home with guys. But I'm getting sidetracked because I have cousins who are also sluts. I'm not a slut. I just like to have, I don't even like that word. I'm not easy. These are old terms. I don't know what they say now because everybody's empowered. Look at that lady, that what's her name? That one lady, that woman from England who has been having sex with like 1,000 guys at one time. And every guy sort of just has sex with her in then one disgusting room, and they leave condoms everywhere and rags and their underpants. Because some guys, they get so excited that they can't even make it up to her. And then they just do arrive in their pants. And then it's gross. And I mentioned there's a lot of empty vials of Viagra, and they didn't even have fluffers for these guys. Now, I had to Google what a fluffer is. And a fluffer is a girl that works in the background of a porno movie, and she makes sure that the guy stays, hard, I guess. And that guy, so when it's his turn to get into the scene, that he is ready to go. And sometimes those guys get too excited and they finish too soon, and then they have to take a pill. And the Hims or the Viagra or the Cialis or the ones you get at the gas station that look like a bee. They have a bee on the thing and it looks like it's silver. It looks like you're taking like a little robotic pill. But I don't know. I don't worry about that kind of thing. But this girl, and I forget her name, so I'm going to look it up right now. Sorry, last time I did this, you could hear a lot of clicks. So this woman's name is Bonnie Blue, and she had sex with 1,000 men. Now, I don't know if she had really had sex with 1,000 men or if she had, you know, like the guy would go and put it in one time and then go get back in line. Does that count? I don't know. I would never do that. That's disgusting. I have my limits. So I did a deep dive on her and found out that she's into all sorts of gross things. Like she's into golden showers and she's into fisting, and she wanted to do a thing where she's just in a box that has holes in it and she's naked in that box with holes in it, and then people can just come up to her and do whatever they want to her. If I were in line to do whatever I want to her, I would put a hose in the box and clean her off and put a dress in there and say, go get a job, stop being a terrible person who just uses your body to do gross things. Now, she is so gross that she got kicked off of OnlyFans, because OnlyFans, for as crazy as they are in allowing women and men and transgender people to do whatever they want to do on there, they draw the line at sleeping with 1,000 men or putting yourself in a box and letting anybody do anything they want. Could you imagine if you were locked inside of a clear box and you were totally naked, then any bum off the street or anybody at all, like a truck driver or a mailman or a doctor or just some gross person, could just come up to you and do the worst possible things and you can't go away. You know, even if you're not willing to let him do it, it's like a clear glory hole and you know it's on behind. And I had to look up what a glory hole was, and that's disgusting because there's a lot of videos of those out there. It's like a hole and they have duct tape around the edge, so I guess so people don't chafe themselves. And this Bonnie Blue is just gross. And I have no interest in doing anything like that or even talking about her, other than I advise all girls, don't do what she has done. I don't know why they called it a petting zoo either. You go to a petting zoo, there's a bunny there, there's a baby goat or a baby lamb, or you know, like a lamb is a baby sheep. So that's what I meant. Like a baby lamb would probably be something you wouldn't want to touch. But you like to pet animals and stuff. So she is calling her box that she was going to go into a petting zoo. And I wouldn't ever put my hand in there. It would be like in that movie, Flash Gordon that my uncle used to have on VHS and also DVD. That guy put his hand into a log and there was this awful stingy monster in there. I imagine that if you put your hand in Bonnie Blue's box, there is a stingy thing in there, whether you can see it or not. And if you pull your hand away and it's a stump, then she is to blame. Okay, well, that is enough of that. I didn't want to talk about gross girls who don't have OnlyFans anymore, and I didn't know where she's going to go. She'll probably have to go like Pornhub or something like that, or even grosser than that. There isn't really much to talk about in the Diddy trial, because there probably is, but I haven't had time to do that because I've had problems with my jaw. I've had problems with both of my ears because I went swimming. I'm supposed to wear earplugs and I didn't wear them, and a bunch of water got in there. And now I can't hear out of my left ear, and that affected my jaw. So I didn't know what I'm going to do. It's really hard for me to talk and do a podcast, but I owe it to all 5 of my Patreon members. Thank you for joining at the 50 cents level. Now, this month, I will be able to buy an order of French fries at McDonald's, but not through Uber Eats because they charge like $8. And it's so dumb. I really wish Donald Trump would do something about all these prices, but he's so busy right now getting involved in wars that he said he wasn't going to get involved with, and doing all sorts of other things like rounding up people who don't look like white people. It said I wasn't going to get political. I got to go. And please, support my sponsors. Okay, talk to you next week. Bye.
Gosh, thank you, me, with 6 E's. Also, thank you to Del Dump. Del Dump, by the way, in hell. That is a radio station. It's either in hell or it's purgatory. I don't know. Slowly developing and becoming a sort of thing. Don't forget to listen to or watch, actually, on the YouTube channel, regular Radio Labyrinth, the main show. This week, we are talking about Spaceballs 2 and all the breaking news this week from Spaceballs. May the Schwartz be with you. At first, I was hesitant, but I think I might like this one. And I am going to go back and watch the original Spaceballs to see if I'm just clearly being an asshole about it.
How many assholes we got on this ship anyhow?
Yo!
And also to see Tuvok. We ain't found shit. Yeah, you figure that out if you don't know. What else are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about all sorts of things. Oh, yeah, catchphrases. What happened to catchphrases? Where did they go? I don't know. Used to be that we memorized all them, and we would use them in conversation. And some of us in our 50s and 60s and maybe even our 40s still do that. So I don't think they do that anymore. We'll find out. We're going to talk about it. Don't miss it. Watch it on YouTube. Like and subscribe. And let me know what you think about Trambles. You can comment on, at least I know you can on Spotify. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.